Now, you mentioned the issue before, like the patient you described who has a very dramatic response to bevacizumab, and the question of whether continuing it or adding a chemotherapeutic agent is something that would be a consideration. Again, non-protocol situation, is there any situation where you might do that?
Well, I think one of the things that is important to understand is that there are a number of patients, and we're looking at this now within the GOG phase 2 data set. There are a number of patients that demonstrate some evidence of progression, but more indolent progression, if you will, who have secondary responses while maintaining bevacizumab. And for example, it's not uncommon to have a patient in that situation be treated with the combination of continued bevacizumab with, let's say, low-dose oral cyclophosphamide based on the Garcia trial. And we've seen a number of patients with that regimen following single-agent Bev have secondary objective responses or disease stabilization for prolonged periods of time after initiating low-dose oral cyclophosphamide in patients that continue Bev. And there are other institutions that have reported anecdotally doing this with other agents such as weekly paclitaxel at low doses, platinum-containing regimens. We have some patients that have initiated single-agent platinum in the fourth, fifth, sixth line after showing some signs of progression with Bev alone, continued Bev and adding platinum after they haven't received a platinum-containing regimen for a year or two, who have had either responses or prolonged disease stabilization after introducing platinum in that setting. But I think we need to design trials to look at the question of continuing Bev versus discontinuing Bev, with having the common denominator being whatever that cytotoxic regimen is going to be following progression with a bevacizumab regimen, either single agent or in combination. So we need trials to look at maintaining anti-angiogenic therapy despite progression versus not, and looking at outcomes.